I found out that, and this is a, I don't want you to look at any scriptures that we go to tonight like you know them already.
Yes, sir.
All right. I teach a class called Living by the Book in ministry school. And what I always tell them is you can never approach the Word of God like you know it already.
That's right.
I don't care how long you've been in the church. I don't care how many scriptures you know. I don't care how many scripture contests you've won. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You know, you do the scripture. Y'all know the scripture debates, and I had the word right. I don't care about none of that, okay? No matter how many of those you do, there's always something fresh in the Word of God for you.
Amen.
You never get to know all of God. You always going to be learning. Till we go home to be with Jesus and go home to glory, we're going to be learning more and more in this word. These scriptures, some of these scriptures that you think you know and you just like, I done squeezed all the juice out of them. They got more in there.
Amen.
All right? And so you never approach like you know already. You never approach. So any of these scriptures that we read tonight, some of them will be ones that you know, the ones you heard. But I don't need your revelation tonight, all right?
Yes,
I got the mic, all right? So I don't need you throwing back your revelation at me, because if you're throwing yours at me, then you may not catch the one that I got for you.
That's right.
And I'm anointed for this because I'm put in this position at this moment.
Yes, sir.
So there's a special anointing going on for this.
That's right, absolutely.
See, what the Holy Spirit does, he'll say something special to the person that's appointed to say something.
That's right.
All right, so we're not going to throw revelation back and forth. Everybody say, I receive.
I receive.
Come on, say it again. Say, I receive.
I receive.
A little louder, say, I receive.
I receive.
So don't throw your revelation at me and tell me what you know and what you don't know about this. By the scripture, we go to Matthew 13, we're going to do a little reading. I found out that sometimes I sit in church, and an apostle will be preaching, and he'll be spitting what I call it hot fire. And it'll be, it's just coming out. I mean, pow, 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 pow. And he's saying some things I ain't never heard before. And I know what our normal thing is, we come in, we take notes, right? How many of y'all take notes? Amen. If you don't take notes, maybe you need to pick that up, all right? We take notes and we read and we say amen and we stand up and we do the different things that we do on Sunday morning service. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And God bless all of that. But how much of it do you retain?
Right. Come on, sir.
And how much of it goes over your head?
Right.
How much of a word from a bona fide man of God is it that you're receiving? Like you're really receiving. Say, I receive.
I receive.
How much of it are you really receiving? Now understand this and never forget this. One message, one song, one moment, one meeting will never change the world.
Right.
It'll never happen.
Never.
If you are a preacher or somebody has a give message, you realize that one message that you got, the Lord gave you revelation for that, that one message at that moment in that one sitting will not be the thing that changed the world. It's the consistency.
Yes,
it's the keeping the word.
Yes,
now there are messages that apostle will preach that'll change your whole, and you don't need the whole week. That one message will change your entire world if you keep it consistently.
Yes.
Jesus kept on saying, keep my commandments. Continue ye in my word. It's a point for that. When they said, this book of law is not depart thy mouth, but thou meditate day and night, he's talking about consistency. Say it.
Consistency.
Continuing in a thing. When you're a disciple, it means you're disciplined. You don't just do it on that day, but you continue in that way that you were going.
Yes, sir.
Consistency. So there's not one message. You know, and sometimes us preachers think so. It's going to be the one that's going to get them. It could get them if they continue in the word. So I realize I'm sitting there, and I hear apostle preaching. It's coming out hot, and it's, we're taking notes, and we're saying amen, and we're standing up. But there's a lot of it that goes over our heads because we can't hear it. I'm not talking about sonically right now. I'm talking about innermost parts of our intentions. You can't hear it. I was sitting in was in World Shakers last week, and I came out, and I was standing, and it was praying. Ms. Lynette was leading prayer, so we was praying it. And I came out on the side, and I said, "Well, I'm gonna pray for a little while." So I started praying in the Holy Ghost, and I'm on the side. There's a lot of people, a lot of stuff going on. Band members moving around, they kind of talking. Some people putting stuff on the stage. Some people moving around or whatever. And I'm used to that. I understand how to be focused in the midst of chaos. I understand how to do that. But they're moving around, and so I'm sitting there and I'm looking. Somebody stopped to talk to me, and I'm trying to, I'm trying to focus. Everybody say focus.
Focus.
I'm gonna say it again. Focus.
Focus.
I'm trying to focus. Say it again. Say focus.
Focus.
So I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to give my undivided attention. And so I'm sitting there. Then not only did other people start distracting me, but I started distracting myself. I pull out my phone.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have it, right? You pull out your phone. And I wasn't looking for nothing. Ain't nobody called me. Ain't no message came through. It's just out of habit, I pulled out my phone, right? And so immediately at the moment, you know, my conscious mind started talking to me and said, you know what, look at you. You ain't focused. You know what I'm saying? You need to get your undivided attention. Everybody say undivided attention.
Undivided.
You need to get your undivided attention. Put the phone up. And you know, I start fussing to myself in the head, right? Y'all know how we do, right? Look at you. Then turn, you're looking somewhere else. We looking under Jesus. Where you looking at, right? Your undivided attention, right? Y'all know that your mind fuss at you too, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Come on. And so I put my phone, and then my mind, my own mind stopped fussing at me, and then God started talking to me. And watch this. He made this statement to me. And he said, yeah, I hear you talking about undivided attention. You ready for this? But he said, what about your undivided intention?
That's about right now. Undivided intention. Wow.
He said, where is your undivided intention? And he said, your undivided intention supersedes your undivided attention.
Wow.
Your undivided attention is on the inside of your intention. You know, in Hebrews 4, talking about the word of God is quick and powerful, sharp and two-edged sword, divide the sun, and then it says, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You know, God never really goes over talking about, Jesus never really goes over talking about, he discerns the intents of your hands, your hearts, and its intentions. Everybody say intentions.
Intentions.
Say undivided.
Intentions.
Say it again, undivided. Intentions. One more time, undivided. Intentions. So now if I have undivided intentions, if my intentions are not divided, but they're singular in one direction, then it'll take care of my attention. The Lord told me, he said, even if you have undivided intention, even when you're not paying attention, you're paying attention.
Wow, that's powerful.
Because if you look over there, I'm going to be over there telling you something. Because your intention is to hear from me. Your intention is just to know what I have to say to you. Your intention is not to get something from me so that you can feel good about your life.
Right.
Your divine intention is God and nothing else. God's will and no other wills. I sent out a message today, an apostle sent it out, and he said it in church a few Sundays ago, and I don't know if people picked it up sometimes because they go over the head because of our intentions. Our intentions are too divided. Especially in church, we have divided intentions. Because we think we come in for one thing, and God got a whole other thing for us a lot of times.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Listen to what I'm saying. He sent a message to me to him. My mother was talking, he sent an audio message to me, and I sent it out to some of the people on the group meet. If you're not in group meeting, I guess you missed it because you wasn't in the place you're supposed to be, amen.
Amen.
And he started talking about, God said, take me off your list.
Uh-huh.
How many of y'all remember that?
Yes,
I can't hear you. How many of y'all remember that?
Yes,
he said, take me off your list. See, there's only first and there's only God.
That's right.
And that's it.
That's it.
The problem is, when are you going to come to realize it? Come on, come on. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? Ain't nothing else. We chase after several different things in life, and then we get that thing, and then we try to drag that thing back to God when that thing should have been through God.
Amen.
I should have got that thing going through God first. Matthew 6:33 says it, and it's our favorite scripture, and we can quote it right now. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Uh-huh.
And what happens? All these things will be added. He really had to put that second part because inside the kingdom, all them things are already there. It's automatic.
It's automatic.
It's almost like giving and receiving. You really don't have to say giving and receiving. You can say giving because on the inside of that seed is the harvest.
That's right.
Listen to what I'm saying. So he already said, if you seek first the kingdom, all these things will be added. What you're looking for will be added if you seek first, and first, there really ain't no second.
That's right.
Even when Jesus said, what's the greatest commandment of the law? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, right? Then he said, the second one is likened to it. The only reason he said that, because that comes out of number one.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
He just counting because you count so much. Jesus started to talk about things the way that we understand it because sometimes we don't want to go deeper. And so I sit in church on Sunday sometimes and I scream. He'll say something and I don't handle it well. I don't handle revelation well. Like I don't, some people can handle it and say, amen. And some people can, you know, whoo, and they can do whatever they do, right? I don't handle it well. When it hit me, I don't handle it well. I get the shaking chairs. I'll get up and I'll leave and I'll go to the back. And I try to start talking to somebody about it and come back in. Did you hear that? And I'm coming back in like, did y'all hear it? And I'm looking at the crowd. Did y'all hear what he said? And a lot of times, the majority of people don't hear what he said. You hear the surface, but you don't hear the deep. And the, listen to me, y'all. Listen to me. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Listen to me. Well, the reason that we don't hear the deeper things sometimes, or we don't catch everything that's put on the plate, is because we may not have ears to hear. Maybe our intention is divided. You know, the Bible goes levels all the time. Everybody say levels.
Levels.
The Bible does levels all the time. You say 34, 64, 100. Everybody want what? 100. All right. There's no question. But on a test, we get down every time. What you want? The 100. How much you giving?
Right. Come on, sir.
Good, acceptable, and then it's perfect will. Which one you want? Nobody don't answer right now. I want the perfect. I don't know. Nobody don't. Right? He always one talent, two talent, five talents. He's always talking in these things because he's trying to tell you, come up. Everybody say, come up.
Come up.
Use your hands. Come on, use your hands. Say, come up.
Come up.
Come on, now talk to yourself. Say, come on, self. You got to come up. Come on, come on, come on, come on, my child. You got to come up. Come on. Talk. Call your name. Call your name. Call your name. Y'all don't ever want to talk to y'all. So come on, my child. Come on now. My child. You know what? Truth is, you need to come up, bro. You need to come up. There's other levels up here. Listen to me. Everybody say, come up. Now listen. This is not the message for the reverend. This is not the method of what the reverend got to do. See, we trip about that. We think apostle got to study real hard because he apostle. No, he apostle because he studied real hard.
Right.
Flip it around. You get it?
Yeah.
We think. Well, the preacher, the pastor, the ministry school teacher, the leader, the elder, that's what their job. They got to do it. They got to cover me and take care of me. No, you need to cover yourself.
Yeah.
This is not a Larry. I'm looking at some ministers. This is not a minister's message. This is not. Well, this line stop right here, and the ministers go a little further. No, we are all able ministers.
Yeah, that's true.
The Bible says that. And so it is something that the person from the front row to the back row to that side to that side got to do. Every person that drives on this concrete, there's something that everybody has to do, and is to give undivided intention.
Undivided
intention breeds undivided attention.
Yes, sir.
There are, for me, it's been years, and I don't even want to say, it's been a long time, and I just speak from my experience, it's been a long time. Since I've fallen asleep in church.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Probably been since I've been a kid, a child, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't say I wasn't sleepy in church, right? But it's been a long time since that's happened to me because my intentions supersede my attention.
Yeah, I agree.
It's hard for me not to pay attention. Because my intention is to come and hear what God is saying to me,
right,
and expect something fresh.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
I don't come. I don't come on Wednesday night or Sunday morning for religion.
That's right.
I don't come to pay my dues.
That's right.
I don't come to do the good thing or have good attendance. I am coming to see, and I'm not just doing it when I come here.
Yeah, right.
My divine intention tomorrow, when you ain't here,
right,
when I ain't got this mic on. And I ain't hooked up and the sound ain't on and the lights ain't on. My intention still is to see what God's will is all day long.
Yes, sir.
I don't compartmentalize God. Compartmentalize, deep word, huh? I don't section him off. My family life, then my church life. And then my friend life, and then, you know what I'm saying, and then my work, and then no. That's almost like putting God on your list.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's the exact same thing. No. It's God. It's God or nothing. We get to talking about, you know, the audacity of us to separate things when you realize you would have no things if it wasn't for Him. My job and your job and your family. Who gave you your job and your family? That's the same one that there's an old statement I like to use is dance with the one who brung you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of y'all have heard that statement before. You dance. Don't bring that girl to the dance. You start dancing. No, dance with the one.
Yeah.
Right? If I brought you to the dance, don't go, can I go dance with him? No, you can't go dance with him. Who brought you here? I use my gas. No, you can't. Come on. You dance with the one who brung you. Now, and I know brung ain't, but that's the way they say it. Dance with the one who brung you. So now God done brought you somewhere. Don't get out there talking about, I want to do this, God. Let me try it this way. No. What's the way that you got there?
Right.
The way that you got there is going to the way that you're going to stay there.
Yes.
Undivided intentions. I'm not all over the place. There are things that apostle has to say to us as a family. Listen to me, and I don't want to just say, I know we're church, but I don't want to say church because church, I teach another class called Church Unusual, and I'm trying to break everybody's head to what the church is, because really, I am church. Say, I am church. Now, I didn't say I am the church, so don't take that thought out of there. I am church. You know, that's another thing about school, too. School ain't just for the ministers. Amen. School ain't just for, you know, if you want to be a reverend in your career occupation. And we learn so much about what the church is, but I break all that. So I want to call you family right now. And as an army. And as a mission field, like as a mission group. There are some things that Apostle wants to say to us and wants to take us to another level. But because our intentions on a regular, everyday basis are divided, how can two walk together except they agree? See, there is not what you want to do and what God wants you to do. Truth of the matter is, your will, you know, you say my will and then God's will. Really, there's no such thing as your will. If we really get down to it, what's your will that got you? No such thing. So there's really no such thing as what you want to do. You don't realize that his will is high, his ways are higher than your ways, his will is higher, and he has a perfect plan already planned out for you before you even thought about making a plan.
Amen.
But there are things that come out when we get a chance. You know, some of y'all don't see Apostle, well, you can see him every day.
Yep, absolutely.
On LeroyTomes.tv.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Let me tell you what the Lord told me something the other day. Can I tell you what he told me the other day?
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all don't want to hear it?
Yes, absolutely.
Listen, I was going to tell you anyway. Listen, technology has done an amazing thing for us. You know, it seems like things are getting faster and things are speeding up. And if you're on the wrong side of that sword or on the wrong side of that position, then you get run over or you get left behind or whatever it is. But I see technology is doing something for me that, you know, back in Jesus' day, you had to remember what he said.
Absolutely.
You can't go get a CD.
Right.
You better have undivided intentions. Cause that's it. Are y'all understanding me?
Yes,
ain't no going back and let's replay that right quick. No, ain't no replay. And why? And I understand the disciple. What you mean the kingdom of God is here? I understand because they want him to say it again. Yeah. But it has allowed us. We used to. I'm they call us millennials or whatever they want to say. I grew up with the internet.
Yeah.
I remember when the cell phone came.
Right.
And I was young enough to. We all young enough, but I was young enough. To see it and to see it mature, to see the internet and see it go where people couldn't control it. And I've grown up with it.
Yeah.
So I knew before and I know after.
Yeah.
And before, you know, we come to church on Sunday and Wednesday. We used to have 24-hour prayer. How many of y'all remember 24-hour prayer? Yeah, boy, we bring that back, boy. Lord have mercy. I used to come at like 2 in the morning. Come after the movies, right? 24-hour prayer, we used to have 12-hour prayer. We used to have prayer on Saturday morning sometimes. Y'all remember that, right?
Yeah.
But other than that, we had to wait till Sunday to get a word.
Right.
Unless we were studying on our own. Or we had to wait till Sunday or Wednesday to hear from our man of God. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
And now, LeroyThompson.tv, 24/7.
Right.
It's on right now.
Right.
It got my face on right now. And as soon as it go off, his face is going to be right back on there telling you what's happening. You can wake up in the middle of the night and it's gonna be on still.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
What time you wanna watch it?
Right.
Listen, anytime, it's on.
Yes, sir.
God has done an amazing thing for us.
Yes, sir.
God even gave me, you know, and this ain't for everybody right here, but I'm gonna take it for myself. He gave me he told me I got a larger sewing opportunity now.
Absolutely.
Cause I ain't gotta wait till I get here to put it on the altar cause I can sew it online, amen. Now I can sew every day if I want to. He sped the thing up for me. He sped it up. So now it's an opportunity to hear him all the time. So now when Apostle comes out here on Sunday for Apostolic Supernatural Victory Sunday,
amen.
I know he's going to have something special to say, but I want to be able to hear it all.
Yes.
And for me to be able to hear it all, my conditioning has to be different.
Yes.
My intentions which way I'm facing, what I am focused on has to be different in order to be able to receive something from the next level. See, the truth of the matter is, you don't get 100-fold and then you 100-fold. You become 100-fold in your intentions first, yeah, and then you receive. I'm laying in my bed last night and I heard, and I had to be the Lord screamed out. He said, a lot of people don't hear what to do because they don't have no intention to do nothing.
Wow.
If I'm lying, I'm flying. You see, I'm on the ground. Listen. I heard a scream. That's all the dream was. It wasn't no, and then somebody sat down and talked to me. No, it was just that. A lot of people don't hear what they need to do. They can't even hear the voice of God because they don't have the intention to do. There's a word the Bible uses over and over again called hearken. Everybody say hearken. It says hearken. Hear, the word hear, and then K-E-N. But it's hearken. And it means listening with the intent to do something. Intentions. Once again, intentions. Once again, intentions. What is your intentions? You used to ask that when you go see somebody's daughter. He said, well, son, what are your intentions? Because we didn't know what's going on. What did you come over here for? What is your intentions? Now, if your intention is to go to heaven and you just want that, you're just missing the point. If your intention is for your family to be safe and for all these different things, and that's your number one intention, you're missing the point.
Yes, sir.
If your intention is for you to pay off all your debts and all these different things that happen, and that's your major intention, you're missing the point. Ain't nothing wrong with your debts being paid off. Ain't nothing wrong with you being over the top rich. Ain't nothing wrong with your family being healthy. Ain't nothing wrong with all these different things. But all of those things are in God.
Absolutely. That's the point.
They are in the will of God.
Uh-huh.
And once again, we can't take all this stuff and go get stuff and then bring it to God and try to get him to bless it.
That's right.
Your intentions. It's God or nothing else. Jesus said, now I love it when he started talking. Jesus made a statement. He said, I want to do what my father tells me to do. Do y'all understand what this man is saying? And I don't think we do, and I think we shirk it off because it demands more of us when we hear it.
Uh-huh.
See, that statement demands. That statement makes a demand on you. And sometimes what we do in the Bible, I used to do it, and I had to watch myself. You turn to scripture, and the Bible don't be it don't shirk, it don't shuck and jive. It go right there. This is what it is, right? And we go over it real quick, because we don't want to be responsible for what we know. But calm down, everybody calm down. Breathe in, breathe out. Calm down and focus on me, because you're going to be responsible for what I'm about to say. Jesus said, I only do what my Father tells me to do. He said, as I hear, I judge. Listen to me. He said, I don't do nothing else. And this is the Messiah. This is the Messiah. This is the one that's coming to free us all of my sins. And he said, and the Lord told me one day on the pulpit one Sunday, it's not that Jesus didn't have good ideas. He's a smart young man. He's a very intelligent individual. But he knew that his intelligence was nothing without the will of God. So I only do what my Father tells me to do. And as I, it's pressure right there. There's pressure in your life, but it's supposed to be. Sometimes that pressure in life get things out that ain't supposed to be there. And it bursts some things that you want to be there. I only do what my Father tells me to do.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
That's it.
Not my will. He go back in the garden. It's time for him to go. He said, Lord, if you can't let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He did it three times. You thought it was one? He did it three times. That means he was struggling with that thing. But not my will. Lord, teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth.
Come on.
When you say, Lord, teach us how to pray, that's what he said to pray.
Uh-huh.
God, what's your will?
God, what's your will? Uh-huh.
Then the man says this. Then the man says, oh, well, if I bear witness of myself, then my witness is not true. I thought we were supposed to be hearing about Jesus. He said, no, if I bear witness of myself, I'm talking about my Father right now. If I start bearing witness about myself and what I want and what I'm going to do and what my will is, then my witness is not true. In other words, if I'm just talking about what my intention is without God's intention, then I become a lie.
That's right.
Are you living a lie? Are we living lies? A little bit of folding the hand, so should the poverty come upon you. This is just a little bit of poison. How much? Just a little bit of poison. A little bit of poison kill you.
Yeah.
I'm doing mostly good. I'm focused most of the time. My undivided intention. My intent is God. It's not for the reverend. He said, "Well, I'm a nurse. I'm undivided intention. I'm a teacher. Undivided intention. I work over here. Undivided intention. That's it. Ain't nothing else." And so, because our intention sometimes can be divided on a regular basis. Remember, this is not a Sunday and a Wednesday life. Huh? This ain't just a Sunday and Wednesday life. This is all day, every day. Sometimes we think and we duck, and some of us try to duck it, and we, you know, I'm just going to make it. I'm going to be a good, no. I don't want you to be a good Christian. I don't want you to be accepted. I want you to be a perfect Christian. Yeah. Perfection and flawless are two different words. Perfection has everything to do with purpose, wholeness, and maturity. And apostle is taking us somewhere. Listen, man, I want you, amen, and I know we do the glory shout. Oh, yeah. No, but I need you to do that in your actions. Is he your leader or not?
Yes.
I can't hear y'all.
Yes.
Don't lie to me now. Hold on. Don't lie to me. Because if my leader speaks, then I'm listening when he's speaking.
Right.
Hold on, don't lie to me. Hold on. I don't care where my leader at. He can be doing a meeting in Africa. If it come on at 7, I'm on there at 7. My amens went down a little bit. Your undivided intention. Truth of the matter is you can't get around it. All your struggles that ever happened in your life are you trying to get around the fact that you need to come back to that divine, undivided intention. It just happens. And it may be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and then you just realize, oh, my God, I've been doing this. And now you got to come back to square one, which is first, seek first.
Wow, it's true. All right.
See, with God, the pressure. Everybody say pressure.
Pressure.
I'm about to say I'm sorry, but I'm not. Listen, see, with God, see with this Jesus thing? See, Jesus took away all our excuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see, with this Jesus thing, it applies that pressure for you to be more than what you are right now. And he make it point blank so you can't get around it. Jesus kept on saying a thing in the Bible. It's Matthew 13, the second he said, he who has ears, let him hear. And I didn't understand that when I was younger. We started doing stuff, word of faith, and we started saying different things that we thought it meant and everything. But I didn't understand what it's talking about. He who has ears, look, I heard you, sir. Apostle talking to me, I heard you when you said it. I heard the whole message. What he talked about Sunday? Some of them can't even talk about it. I heard you. I heard the message. I heard it, but did you hear? Because he who has ears to hear, let him hear. So could it be truthful that there's some things that I miss? I'll prove that you miss some stuff because I'll sit up in church on Sunday and he'll say something and it'll hit me here. It'll hit me like a mix, like bop, 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 bop. And I'm hearing stuff I ain't never heard before and he didn't say it, but he said it. Jesus told me something the other day. Jesus told me something the other day. It was funny. He did. He said, "You know, I always got something up my sleeve."
Yeah, yeah.
You thought you know what I was wearing. And you know what I mean? You got something up your sleeve.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, I didn't even know that was in there, right? Jesus said, it's always something deeper. Sometimes Jesus would talk in certain ways. My little nephew, DJ. Any of y'all ever seen DJ? Donnell, little baby. He little cute, little chubby, little fat, little baby, right? When DJ come in the room, everybody get crazy. I don't know, we get to start talking crazy. And I know how to talk good, but all of a sudden, hey, DJ, hey. Oh, look at you, boy, look at you. Yeah. Y'all know how we do it, babies, right? Right? Everybody in here get crazy. All of a sudden, you just lose your everlasting mind. And you, ooh, baby, ooh, look at you. And then I'm like, what's wrong with you? Looking from the outside, I'd be like, what is wrong with her? Right? But we get to talking like that because they're babies. I don't say, come here, DJ, get up, go get them keys right quick. DJ, you better stop front. DJ, stop using the bathroom now. Stop dirtying your diaper now. Stop. Stop dirtying your diaper, DJ. No, you don't do that. There's a certain way you talk to them.
Right.
Until there's some growth, until there's some maturity, until there's some higher level of understanding.
Come on.
Until they can understand me a little better. I have to talk like they talk. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes,
and so I found out something about Jesus, that Jesus would talk about a lot of subjects and a lot of things that had nothing to do with what he was really trying to get you, because Jesus kept on telling us about the kingdom of God.
Right.
He wanted you to understand. Hey, Matthew 6, he started talking about don't take no thought of what you're going to wear and what you're going to eat. And that's the biggest, that's it right there. Like, come on, we went to work today because we're trying to make sure we got something enough to wear and enough to eat and everything, and the lights stay on and all the different things. He said, don't take no thought for tomorrow. Whoa. Don't think about it at all. He said, don't take no thoughts. Don't take no thoughts for tomorrow.
Right.
Are y'all kidding? Don't take no, all your worries and all that, don't take those thoughts for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Take my thoughts for tomorrow. That's good, right? Right?
Yes, sir.
He said, for, he said, all these things do the Gentiles seek.
Uh-huh.
That's what the world system is scrambling for.
Yeah, I see.
But then he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God is right. He started talking about the things that you, he started talking about the talents, because that the people in that area understood that talk at the time. But all he was talking about was the kingdom. It was always something deeper. Say it's always.
Always.
Come on, say there's always.
Always.
Say it aloud. There's
always
something deeper.
Deeper.
Well, the Spirit searches all things, yea.
Yes,
the deep things of God. So that means there are deep things in God. What part of the pool are you swimming in? The kiddie pool?
Come on.
You gotta check yourself. What are we swimming in? The kiddie pool? I go in the kiddie pool if I got a little kiddies with me.
Yeah.
But eventually I'm jumping in the deep end. I learned how to swim in the deep end.
Yeah.
And there are some things that come out. I promise you this, y'all. There are some things that come out of that man of God's mouth.
Yeah,
listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. And I don't need you to be brown nosed or nothing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get, no, not that. There are some things that come out of his mouth that will revolutionize the structure of your life.
Absolutely.
Listen to me. Listen
Absolutely,
to me.
Sir.
And that thing that you've been praying for, and that thing that you've been trying to figure out, and that thing that you've been struggling so long to get accomplished, and that thing you want to change in your child, there's a word that comes out of his mouth that'll speak directly to that thing. But sometimes we don't hear it because we don't have the ears to hear it. We have ears for everything else but that. It's a next level thing. See, Jesus was pushing us to a next level thing. Cool is not enough.
No.
34, 64, 104, what you want? 104, I want 104. Jesus said, there's nobody that's giving lands and mothers and homes and all these things away from my sake. They won't receive 104 now in this time. But it calls for something.
Right.
Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever man,
so.
What happens?
Yes.
Then we gonna read, Now we think kind, but I'm talking levels too.
Yeah.
You're so sparing, you do what? So bountiful, you reap what? What measure you meet? Measured unto you. Y'all know these scriptures, don't y'all? Do y'all know them though, right? Right. What measure you meet is measured unto you. How much of you are you giving? God got more for you. Look at me. God has more for you. Look at me. God has more for you. There's stuff on the inside of you you don't even know is there. It's just been in there sleeping, waiting for you to recognize it. It's been there sleeping, waiting for you to realize that God said, I put that in you for a reason. And it's lying asleep right there. Don't get on the stage now. Don't get on the pulpit. You know, we start thinking God got something in me now. Now we get on the pulpit. Everybody reverend now. Get off the pulpit in your mind. Get off, y'all done ran to the pulpit. No, get off of that. Get off of that for a second. It might be over there. Or it might be that something that's going to revolutionize where you're working at and everybody get born again there. See, we don't think that. Do you think that? You don't think, no. You think, I can't wait to get away from these people. Can't wait till 5 o'clock. Deeper. Everybody say deeper.
Deeper.
There's a deeper thing.
Deeper.
And so he's coming out and he's speaking these hot words and these strong words. And sometimes they can fly over our heads because our intentions are divided.
Wow. Yes,
on a regular. Apostle asked me one time, and you know, he'd get on us, you know, me and my brothers, you know, he'd be on us, and he'd be on us as staff. He'd say, he'd come and get on us one day, and blah, 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 and he started telling us everything. I said, man, he said, what? You think I want you to read my mind, huh? He said, I do. And so I started reading it. No. I started reading it.
Uh-huh.
I started reading his mind.
Yeah.
I started reading his mind to where God is so good. God is good. Everybody say God is good.
God
is so good. God will start nudging me about some things, and an apostle come in and tell me about those things,
right.
And I'm prepared. I'm prepared.
Right. Prepared. Uh-huh.
See, when I come in here on Sunday, I'm ready for whatever come out.
Whatever come out, absolutely.
I'm ready for what don't literally come out of his mouth, but hidden under the words, the words that he said, because I am prepared.
Prepared, yes, sir. Absolutely.
I'm reading his mind because I'm reading the Holy Ghost mind.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Are y'all understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's another frequency.
Yes, sir.
It's another level of understanding. It's another level of reception. See, we're not a baby church.
Come on,
y'all. We're not religious. We're not caught up in religion and traditions. We are going somewhere. Some of us have been in the same spot too long. Amen. Everybody say amen. Everybody say it loud. Say amen. Some of us have been in the same spot too long. And it's not that the word ain't coming forth. Sometimes we don't have ears to hear the elevation. We don't have the ears to hear the promotion. Real quick, Matthew 13, and he says, and we'll go through the story, and you have to read this for yourself. Remember, when we come here together as a unit, this is not to do the job for you. It's to lead you in a direction. This is what I call corporate meditation. Are y'all hearing me? This corporate meditation. But you know you got to go read this after, right? Oh, no. You know, and the best time to do it, recall, the best time to do it is like when you get home tonight. Like, when the enemy come to try to steal the word. So the best time to rehearse that word is immediately. You know, CDs and whatever. God, and I mean, how much more technology do we need to be able to be everything we want to be? Listen, go get it and read it right then. Turn that off.
Absolutely.
Turn whatever that is that you're going to plan to turn that off for a second.
Yes,
sir. Undivide your intentions. Matthew 13, and he starts talking about chapter 1, verse 3, speaking things in the parable, saying, behold, soul went forth to soul, right? And so we know, so some seeds fell by the wayside, fires came and devoured them up, some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell in the good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. He who had, verse 9, read it, ready, read. I don't understand what you're talking about. Who got ears? We all got ears. No, he's talking deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I read in our devotional reading, then Matthew, he said, let him that read this have understanding. Mm-hmm. Well, so that means I can read it and not understand it? Oh, that means I can hear something but not hear something? Yeah. Yeah, who has ears to hear?
Let them hear.
It's a different thing. And just that parable in itself shows the position that you can be in as mankind. You stony ground, you hard-hearted. Mark starts talking about it even in more detail. Huh? What is the condition of your reception? Now, I'll show you whether your ground is good, my grandfather, my daddy would tell me I never had a chance to meet him because he passed away before me and all my siblings were born. But my Uncle Roy, I can tell you, my dad said my grandfather was a farmer, so he knew how to work the fields. He knew how to plow them rows and take care of that to grow whatever they needed to grow. And the quality of your ground was determined by the quality of your care. The quality of your ground, come on, Brother Free, you know that. The quality of your ground will determine by the quality of your care. The quality of what you put inside of that ground. The quality of how many days do you go out there and hold a row and make sure that the ground is turning over. How many times do you check on that? How often do you go and flip over your dirt? Because the quality of your ground is determined by the quality of the care that you take with it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so now if you find yourself in these categories of the stony ground and then birds coming in and the sun scorching and all these different things, you have to find yourself in this and find out what's the quality of my ground. The quality of your ground determines the quality of your harvest. If not a lot showing up, it's because you ain't putting a lot in. So I can't allow my ground to get a bunch of rocks in it. They throwing rocks on TV every day. They throwing rocks on the radio every day. They throwing rocks in your magazines every day. They just throwing rocks. And you wonder why you can't get past the wall, because it done built a wall. All them rocks end up building, you built a wall. You got to the point now where you're catching rocks and you don't even know it. You're so used to it. You ever heard the word desensitized? Yeah. Come on. You ever heard the word desensitized? Yeah. That means killing is more prevalent nowadays because we've been desensitized to it because we see all the blood on TV. Sex is more prevalent nowadays because it's desensitized. Because it's all over the place now. Right? And so we become desensitized to things, and we think that those things are normal. We think that those things are regular because we've just been seeing that so long. And so could it possibly be that whatever that thing is for you, you've been desensitized, and it's almost like you used to be dodging the rocks, and now you're catching them. You're catching them and putting them on the side. You thought you were putting them on the side, but you're really building a wall. Because your intentions are divided. Intention divided, attention divided. And then right here he said, who has ears to hear? Let him hear. And the disciples came and said, why speak thou to them in parables? And I used to trip on the disciples, but I ain't going to trip no more because I realized they didn't have JesusChrist.tv. He answered and said to them, because it's given you to know the mysteries. The mysteries? It's given you to know what? Of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. For whom, and I didn't understand this one either. For whomsoever hath, shall him be given. Y'all see that? And he shall have more abundance, but whosoever had not, for him shall be taken away, even that which he hath. I thought it'd go the other way. If he don't have something, we need to give him more, right? Right? I thought, no. It's deeper than that. If you got the ears, then you receive it. Now, here's what's going on. In your life, there's no unanswered prayers and no unanswered questions.
That's right.
Get over it. God not testing you to see if you're good enough. He already, ain't no bigger right. thing to say whether you're good enough or not than to send Jesus to die for you. So you are already good. Say, I am already good. Come on, say it is already done.
So we're not, come on.
That's not where it's at right there. Get over that. That's old religious mentality, old traditional mentality to give yourself an excuse.
Yeah.
Get over that now. Ain't no prayer you pray, ain't no question you ask God has been unanswered.
Right.
Not one. But if you ain't hearing an answer, or you ain't hearing a direction, before we say why God, let's say why me. Before I check, we're online sometimes, we out of town and we online. And so we're broadcasting, so we got to hook up some equipment. And Leroy Jr. is the main one that kind of hooks the equipment up, hook the sound up, make sure everything's working. And so a lot of times when things go wrong on the live broadcast, people start texting us and just start blowing us up. It's broke. It's off. What's wrong? The sound off. That. Yeah. What's going on? Come on. The thing, like, we don't know, right? Amen. But sometimes they get a text and be like, hey, the sound ain't working. The sound. There's something wrong with the sound. And they're going off and they're calling you, the sound ain't working. They got what you call a... There's a terminology in the technology world called an ID10T error. You ever heard of that before? An ID10T error. If I put the words on the screen, it spells idiot. ID10T. I'll be having them on the regular. With the computer, you always blame somebody else for something that's going wrong. It's an ID10T error. Hit your volume button. Your volume off. You see the little checkbox with the little thing right there? Click that and now it's working. No, it's been working the whole time. Remember this, hold on. Not one prayer, not one question you've asked that hadn't been answered. It's been working the whole time, but you had your volume off. And it's simple. It's just a click of the box. Sometimes in some of my computers, I don't get sound out of them. Like, you know, I'll be working with the music and I don't get the sound like I want to get. So I have to go into the system preferences and change the output. No, listen to me. This is God down the truth. I can do a tutorial. I ain't got time to do it. I have to go change the output. Yeah. I go into the preferences and I go where the sound is. They got a little box that says sound. I click that to go to the whole setting for the sound, and I realize that the output on the wrong thing. So that's why I'm not getting a sound. And it doesn't matter how beautiful whatever it is playing. I'm not getting a sound because in my system preferences, I've got the wrong box checked.
Come on, sir.
My intentions.
Come on, sir. My intentions. Come on, sir.
So it's always working. My wish right now is for you to understand that it's 2016 and church game's over.
Yeah. Right.
And I found out something about life. It doesn't stop. And it keeps moving, and what it does, so listen to me, it keeps moving, and it keeps demanding for more out of you because it knows how you're supposed to be. It knows that you, the whole creature waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God is Romans 8, right? Yeah, it knows you're supposed to grow more than what you're growing. And so what it does is, in 2017, it's going to demand more from you. But if you have not grown from 2016 to 2017, and you became stagnant in 2016, then that's when it's over right there for you. And it's just a next level thing. It's just a next level thing, right? It's just a next level thing. I have to make some adjustments in my intentions. Now, God will help us with the things that we brought to him to try to get him to bless him. When our intentions were wrong, he'll help us with that. Amen. That's what you call grace and mercy. So anything, I had to talk with one of my good friends here in the church, and he was kind of lamenting over some decisions he made. I said, listen, God, all things work together for good. Do you love God? Well, he'll make that thing work out for your good, all right? So don't go back and try to go back and read. Take no thought for tomorrow just like you take no thought for yesterday.
Yeah.
Even if you take some thought from yesterday, you can't do nothing about yesterday, right? But from this moment forward, let me go check myself for a second and see what my intentions are. You know, here's a good question. I don't have time to go into this, but in whenever your mission statement is and your life and your goal and your career and your occupation and what you went to school for and all these things that you're trying to do, where are the people?
Come on.
Yeah. Where do the people get blessed in what you do?
Right.
If you can't find that, you can't find nothing.
That's right. Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Clap. Come on. Amen.